It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday, November 7th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It's important to remember that in the tech world, venture capitalists come in all shapes and sizes, and a high-profile VC just reportedly dropped $1.1 million on a new social network for teenagers called Shots of Me. Yep, I'm talking about this guy. Baby, take a chance so you'll never ever know. I got money in my hands that I really like to blow. For the hermits out there, that is Justin Bieber. Now, I'm not going to get all snarky about this. Not because I fear the wrath of his Belieber fans, but because Bieber's early investment record is not too shabby. Dude spent some money in a little music streaming company called Spotify before it was released here in the States. So is Justin Bieber a tech tastemaker who is watching the trends closely in between world tours? Let's ask our friend and tech critic Molly Wood.
My suspicion is that Justin Bieber himself has not done a ton of thinking about Shots of Me, let's be honest. Previously, his investment strategy has been led by his manager, Scooter Braun. But Justin Bieber is a guy who came up through social media, and so the idea of him, you know, helping to develop a social media app or site of some sort, there aren't very many details about it. That's actually realistic.
And he, I mean, obviously, Justin Bieber can, like, let out a burp on Twitter and a million people will burp with him.
Up to 46 million people, I think, will burp with him, yeah. He's in the rare position, I think, of a celebrity who could have some influence on a brand.
Tech critic Molly Wood. Molly, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
This week, after months of waiting, we got a new head of the Federal Communications Commission, Tom Wheeler. Wheeler was sworn in and started to fill out his staff this week, and as the new head of the body that regulates all kinds of communication, Wheeler will face some big issues. Sam Gustin is a reporter for Time magazine. He says Wheeler faces two big issues immediately.
Well, one of the biggest issues facing the wireless industry is the growing demand for more wireless spectrum, and the TV broadcasters are sitting on giant swaths of spectrum. So it's really just a question of reallocating the spectrum from the TV broadcasters to the wireless companies.
And getting top dollar so that the broadcasters get a nice chunk. And the other thing that Wheeler is going to face is this ongoing fight about net neutrality.
Yeah, so net neutrality is the idea that the big broadband companies like Comcast shouldn't be able to discriminate against rival services like Netflix. And this case is currently in federal court after Verizon sued the FCC. And if the FCC loses the case, they're going to have to figure out another route to enforce the rules if they're serious about them.
Wheeler is kind of an insider, right? But maybe people are a little optimistic about his ability to protect the public interest in net neutrality.
Well, Wheeler is a consummate DC insider.
Okay.
I mean, this guy has been the top lobbyist for not one, but two industry groups. He's very well respected. He knows his stuff cold. And for now, the public interest groups are willing to give him a chance. But after, you know, it's been 6 months since he was originally nominated. So now is really where the rubber hits the road.
Sam, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Before we go, you've heard of WikiLeaks. Well, there's a new website hoping to expose corruption, abuse of the law, and worse. The website's anonymous builders in Italy used Julian Assange and company as inspiration. Oh, the target, you ask? It's in the title of the website, Mafia Leaks. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.